Hare Krishna. See the gods as facilitators of devotion, not as competitors for devotion. Sometimes the Vedic tradition is misunderstood to be polytheistic. However, if we see the Bhagavad Gita itself, there is a clear understanding that there is a supreme being, and that supreme being is to be adored. So, the Bhagavad Gita itself talks about this, the relationship between the one supreme being and the other beings. So, the other beings are like cabinet ministers in a government, where the ministers and there is the prime minister, or more appropriately, we could say the head of the state or the king. And the king has a council of ministers. So, their council of ministers is all subordinate to the king. So, like that, God, there is one supreme being, and then there are many assistant beings. So, that there's a huge, unscalable difference between that one supreme being who is transcendental and the intermediate beings who are material overall. So now, we see in the Mahabharata itself, Arjuna, he does worship the other devatas. He offers either some tapasya to please Shiva and gets the Pashupata Astra from him. He also does some tapasya and pleases Chakra. Chakra is Indra, and gets his celestial darts from him. Now, this is not spoken about disapprovingly in the Mahabharata, because Arjuna's heart is clearly fixed to Krishna. He is devoted to Krishna. And there is no doubt in his mind when Krishna speaks the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Arjuna very unambiguously describes that Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, that you are the supreme being. And Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve Devashir Nara Satham, and then Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Dur Devan Danavaha. So even the devatas don't know you. Now Krishna himself said earlier in 10th point to Name Vidhus Suraganaha Prabhavam Namaharishaya. Devatas don't know me. So Krishna is not just another being among the supreme beings, among the various beings. He is the supreme being. So he is transcendental, and that's why the beings who are even higher than us can't know him. Now, if we look at the mood in which Arjuna worships devatas, that is primarily to get weapons by which he can serve Krishna better. So that worship is not a threat to his Krishna bhakti. But over the centuries, as people's conceptions became messed up, then the various devatas started being seen as competitors to Krishna, and that's why when this started happening, then the Vaishnava Acharyas disapproved and discouraged worship of the other devatas, so that people would not have this misconception about who is supreme. So the point is not that the devatas are to be respected; they should be respected, and they are venerable persons, and they need to be respected accordingly. But the important point is to see them, that they are, if through them we can get some assistance for our service to Krishna, we can approach them. But the mood of pure devotion that is fostered in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam and largely in the Bhakti tradition is that we focus on Krishna and we depend on Krishna. So the proper understanding is that if the devatas are seen as competitors for our devotion, then that is inappropriate. But if we happen to chance by a mandir of the temple of the devatas, we can always pray to them and seek their blessings so that we can become more devoted to Krishna and serve Krishna better. So Arjuna worshipped Krishna, worshipped the devatas so that he could get weapons by which he could serve Krishna. The gopis worshipped Katyayani so that they could get Krishna as their husband. This sort of worship is something which is certainly acceptable, and that is what the Bhagavad Gita's conclusion is. that we shouldn't, it's not polytheistic, it's monotheistic, but there are, it is a worship which is ultimately transcendental. And this transcendental worship is what is our deepest aspiration. Thank you. Hare Krishna.